The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
He's an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God. And on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, welcome back. Merry Christmas, everybody. You said, I'm pointing my finger at you, you said Dr. Seuss's books were probably not racist. That makes you a racial apologist. You didn't bring your own reusable bag to the grocery store. That's highly offensive. You wore a kimono without being Japanese. That is also highly offensive. You said pregnant woman. The correct term is actually birthing person, you transphobe. So those are examples of microaggressions that we're going to discuss today. I don't think I've ever done a show since I started radio in 2007 where I'm actually suggesting to you something that you should buy somebody for Christmas. So I think this is going to be a first today. And it's a card game. Don't we all love card games? And it's nice and easy. 3 to 10 players, takes 20 to 60 minutes. At the same time, incredible worldview training and just cultural training. The game is called Wokelandia. That's the name of the game. Joseph Backholm is back, senior fellow at the Family Research Council. Although we're not really talking FRC stuff today, Joseph. We're talking about Wokelandia. Welcome back. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you, Steve. Good to see you today.
This is hilarious. I love the idea. This is literally, for those of you on Facebook Live and Rumble, you can see it. This is literally a card game, boxed and everything. Wokelandia card game. May the biggest victim win. So let's do the genesis of the card game first. We're actually going to play a little bit. We're going to get into the card game later during the show. We're also going to do some just general education about wokeness. But how did this whole idea start of Wokelandia? It's a great idea.
Well, we all are observing an increasingly crazy world, and this really started as a text thread with my brother and one of our good friends from childhood. We're just kind of constantly dialoguing about the news of the day and what's going on in the world, and we see, you know, the oppression Olympics, and we know that there's oppression categories, and people are, you know, who's at the top of the pyramid today, and it really started a handful of years ago. In Florida, because the Muslim community, we know a protected class, was objecting to a bunch of curriculum in the local school district that the LGBT community was putting in there. And we were wondering who's going to win this, right? Because the wokeness is defined in part by the idea that you do not consider the argument being made to determine whether it's a good argument or a bad argument. You just consider who's making the argument. Exactly. And the most oppressed person is right in this framework, right? And so we have two oppressed categories. Who's going to win this? And out of that, we started wondering if there are rules to wokeness that are discernible, that you could write down, like in a game that we can hear. Here's like the constitution of wokeness, right? What are the rules? And over many months of conversation, we decided, yes, there are some rules. Yes, they are discernible. As we began to write them down for ourselves, we realized, hey, we could actually turn this into a game and people can play this, because this is the world that we live in.
Yes.
Most of us haven't like organized it in a way that we've thought about. But we recognize these rules everywhere we go. So out of that, we now have a game called Wokelandia.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it is you didn't sit down and just come up with all this stuff out ex nihilo. You didn't create. This is all
correct.
Just basically things that you can go out there and find, whether you watch libs of TikTok or just pay attention if you go to CNN or whatever. It's out there. It's all over the place. And so before we get into kind of the nuts and bolts of the game, we've got all the different cards. I want you to explain it to everybody. And we're gonna try to be as virtuous as we can. Although we actually do have some virtue cards, but unfortunately, for a certain portion of the game, they're actually worthless. Things like honesty and perseverance and empathy. So we'll talk about that as well, but why is this such an important topic? I mean, it's a great idea to use a game platform. You can have fun, you can joke around, but this is actually a pretty serious topic.
It is a serious topic, and the purpose of this is to make a serious point, because we all live in this world, and you mentioned that I'm a senior fellow for biblical worldview at Family Research Council. It is in my other life when I'm not making games. That's most of my life.
Yes.
And in it, we spend a lot of time thinking about the ideas that are floating around in the ether, in the ocean that we swim in. There are competing worldviews. Scripture has made that clear, mm-hmm. right? The worldview that we are pushing against has changed radically in the last 20 years. The sexual revolution has dramatically changed the way people see each other,
yeah.
the way that we interact with each other, and the things that we value. And so this is an attempt to help us discern the worldview that we're living in, so we can recognize, okay, why do they care more about the color of that person's skin than the content of their character?
Right.
Because that is something that this worldview requires, that truth is no longer determined by whether something is right or wrong, true or false. That's an old evaluation.
Right.
It's an old epistemology. Now it's, if it makes me happy, then it's true. If it makes me sad, then it's not true. And we have very different understandings of how we get to truth. And so this is an attempt to organize the rules that we all kind of are aware of, but in a fashion that we can really wrap our head around.
And then the word woke itself, I mean, really only kind of came into the common vernacular just a few years ago. I mean, the concept is old as scripture, but the word woke really start 2010, 2020, especially with BLM.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you look it up, it's basically, hey, you're politically and socially aware. Well, I'm
correct.
Politically and socially aware, but I'm not woke. So how do you define it?
Well, I think originally wokeness was intended to be a compliment, right? When you say that you are woke, I have been awakened to the systemic injustices. I think that's where it came from.
Yep.
I used to be unaware of systemic injustice. I am now aware. I have awakened to these things that I used to not see.
I just didn't realize how racist America is.
And how racist
I am.
And how racist you are. And how racist everybody is.
And I have to acknowledge the fact that because of my skin color, in this case quite white, that I literally am unable to see it and fully understand it. But I'm at least trying.
Right.
Which means I woke up from my...
I'm an ally.
I'm an ally, which is an LGBTQ term. Yeah. But I woke up from my ignorance.
Or anti-racist.
Which is right. But the ignorance is not an excuse. That you're actually never were interested in figuring it out.
Yeah.
So you really can't win.
You're morally guilty even if you're ignorant.
Right. Yeah. So that's the challenge. And so this phrase gets thrown all over the place.
Yeah.
Being woke. We'll talk about how it's showing up in politics and culture, especially in your school. I talked about that yesterday with a bunch of transgender stories. But we're going to continue to talk about that. We'll dive into Wokelandia, the card game Wokelandia. You can get it for Christmas in time for Christmas. Wokelandia.com is the website here with Joseph back home. We're going to pick it up there. Well, you're actually going to play a little bit too. I hope you'll play along. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. We'll be right back. Or today. Mm-hmm. With Martin. Did you ever see that movie?
I don't think
Robert
so.
Downey Jr.?
No.
Did blackface for the whole movie. They were making a Vietnam War movie.
I have heard about that. Yes.
Oh, you couldn't do that. Welcome back. Wokelandia is the name of the game. Wokelandia.com. Okay, Wokelandia.com. A truly woke card game, reading from the website. Wokelandia is an educational fun with friends battle between the oppressors and the oppressed. The first person with 100 oppression points wins. Your identity is the most important thing, of course. Good thing that can change. There you go. If you have the wrong identity, sorry, white people, don't give up. You can still virtue signal your way to victory. That's called being an ally, but don't say the wrong thing. Microaggression. A truly woke card game, Wokelandia. Joseph Backholm is here today. He's a senior fellow with Family Research Council, but that's not why you're here today. But that all kind of feeds into it.
I have
been swimming in the cultural conversation for a while now. And then just deciding, hey, maybe there's an actual game here. And the game is fun, but it's also educational. Is that the main goal, would you say? Because you were mentioning
absolutely.
That you played with some young people, too.
The goal is completely educational, is to help people become aware of things that they only understand kind of vaguely, and help it be concrete. That this is the rules that we have done our very, very best to make the rules of this game the actual rules of wokeness in the world that we're living in, so you'll recognize that. The first thing that happens in the game is you get your race card. It's the most important part of your identity in Wokelandia, and it's the only part of your identity that cannot change. Why that is not clearly understood, but those are the rules in Wokelandia.
But there's not a Rachel Dolezal card where I can be white,
again,
to be black.
Rachel Dolezal has been banished from Wokelandia. Right. Why can she not identify as black when Rachel Levine can identify as female? There's no coherent reconciliation of those positions. Those just are. So we have recognized what the rules are in Wokelandia. We're obviously not trying to defend them. We're trying to explain them.
Yeah.
So after you get your racial identity, and you get various points based on your racial, which racial identity you have, and we generally understood what those categories are, then you will be assigned. There's a religion category. There's a class category. There's a sexual orientation category. There's a politics category where you can be either woke, conservative is, of course, the worst thing you can be in the game.
Right, of course.
You can be a Democrat, which isn't quite as good as being woke, but it's certainly better than being conservative. And then there's gender, male, female, non-binary, right? And so you have different points for each category, for each specific identity you have within these categories.
And all these things, even though we're chuckling here and there, all of this should be eerily familiar to everybody listening to us.
Correct. Right. I mean, because being a landlord is, of course, bad because you're exploiting people for their human rights, housing, right? So it's bad to be a landlord. It's good to be a renter. It's good to be an illegal immigrant in Wokelandia. It's bad to be a big business owner, unless, another thing about that, you can be a good, being a big business owner is good once you are woke.
Right.
If you have
so
the woke
like
identity.
Tim Cook from
correct,
Apple,
right?
You're good.
If you're Elon Musk,
you're increasingly bad.
Exactly. Or if you're Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
You have the wrong politics. Being a big business owner makes you a bad person. If you have the right politics, suddenly it's an asset.
And that's all reflected in the game.
Of course. Those are the rules of the game.
How often do you, and paying attention to the culture, doing what you do with FRC, what I do, how pervasive is this whole notion of Wokelandia in terms of its actual practice in the culture?
It's everywhere. I you cannot avoid it. And that's
right.
What I think it will become clear as people learn this, play this. They are already playing the game of Wokelandia. We understand that there are certain things you cannot say or you will be banished to outer darkness,
right?
Everybody recognizes that there are heresy trials. If you do not use preferred pronouns when requested, you will be, again, banished to outer darkness, right? They recognize the rules of Wokelandia already. We know that it's more valuable to be transgender than it is to be male. Being male is inherently suspect. Being transgender is inherently good in Wokelandia, right? And so we're just assigning points to it in a way that's more more clearly and obviously articulated. But that's exactly how life is in the real world. Just ask the Biden administration.
Right, exactly right. Here's a real-world example, and this is what, when you go through all the different cards, and we'll get into this, you're going to find things that you could actually go find out happening in the culture, happening in politics, happening in schoolrooms, happening in the boardrooms. It's all over the place. But here's Elon Musk 2 days ago. My pronouns are prosecute and Fauci. Okay, that's his little tweet. My pronouns are prosecute and Fauci. And of course, all of the transgender people that are engaged in Twitter.
Outrage.
And all of the allies are absolutely outraged because he's taking something that's theirs, using the pronoun identification and applying it to his now emerging right-wing ideology. So they're remarkably offended by that because he just is using something's out there in the culture and he applies it to a different subject. But you can't do that in Wokelandia. That's a complete violation. Especially for a white heterosexual guy that's got a lot of money.
Yeah, you're not supposed to laugh at things that they take deadly serious.
Yeah.
And that is a from a movement standpoint, it's a great way to disarm a bully is to laugh at him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's been studied in that's happened. Mockery has been a very effective tool of kind of underground subversive movements, specifically in communist regimes for a very long time. They'll post cartoons of the fearless leader they're all supposed to worship, and that's a way of like agitating this disrespect in acknowledging this underground opposition, right? Because we're going to laugh at you, therefore we're not scared of you when we're laughing at you.
Exactly.
And so but they are highly offended when we laugh at something like their identity and the idea that we can claim and declare our own truth, our own identity.
Which is why Wokelandia has declared war on all out war, total war on comedy, on comedians.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle is now
they'll
just
use anything,
the worst.
But you can't do that because everything has to be taken so seriously. My friend Forrest on Facebook last, does a white male conservative wealthy military Christian have to start with negative points?
Of course. No, that's the worst identity that you have. I mean, no, there is. And you can be a big business owner, evangelical Christian, white male, right? You cannot win the game.
No.
There are ways to change. There are wild cards in the game. And as the game plays, you can change your identity. So if that happens to be the identity that you are dealt, you can end up swapping with the Native American trans lesbian, right? And then you have suddenly improved your lot in life very quickly. And so that's one of the ways that you win the game. But you can be. And here's another thing, because of the microaggressions, right? It's a way to deduct points from your opponents. However, and that's a way of being offended. You do something in the game that I'm offended by. However, when I am the white Christian evangelical male, I cannot be offended by you if you have more oppression points than I am, right?
Right.
Because it's not allowed in the rules of Oaklandia.
That's why
you cannot offend me.
That's why you said at the beginning.
That's exactly right.
Let's see what happens with the Muslims and this other group, because they're both down the intersectionality.
Exactly.
Where you go, if you're white, male, cisgendered. All right, you're the worst. You're the oppressor.
Correct. And
then you come down the scale. This is what you got to understand out there. So if you have a white male who's homosexual, okay, now you're getting in
it's
the right
better.
Direction.
It's better.
But if you're a white non-cisgendered, but if you're a white, trans or non-binary, and you identify, I'm trying to think of another one, but the more subsets you can identify with. So
correct.
If you're a black female lesbian Muslim, that's like off the charts.
Very good.
Because you got
it's
all these
the best thing that you
all
can
these
be,
different minority status.
The best thing you can be in this game is trans. Because our
that trumps everything.
It gives you the most oppression points. That's the best single identity group that you can be affiliated with these days.
Which is pretty
is
true
being
today,
trans,
right?
Yeah.
Which is
so
why
that's a 50-point card.
Wokelandia is based on the reality that we're living in. That's the value of it. It's fun. You have to check yourself a little bit because I know my flesh is involved in any game. So we'll talk about that too, and then we'll actually get into the game.
And you can get it on Amazon.
And you can get it on Amazon. See,
right
there
now.
You can go. You can help Jeff Bezos, which is also probably a problem. We'll be right back.
I see it as Jeff Bezos is helping us.
Yes. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. Wokelandia.com is the website. Wokelandia. You heard me right. Wokelandia.com, a truly woke card game. Wokelandia is an educational, remember that. Fun with friends battle between the oppressors and the oppressed. The first person with ooh, I noticed what you did there. P-E-R-S-X-N. The first, excellent job, Joseph. The first person with 100 oppression points wins. Your identity is the most important thing, of course. Good thing that can change. If you have the wrong identity, sorry, white people, don't give up. You can still virtue signal your way to victory. That's called being an ally. But don't say the wrong thing. Microaggression. Okay, so there's a lot to learn here, and then we're going to get into the game. But what area of life right now in the culture, Joseph, do you think is Wokelandia wokeness is most pervasive, most dangerous?
Well, where is it most pervasive? It's hard to pick one area.
Yeah.
One example we see this is, you know, who is in leadership of our country right now? A couple of really amazing stories that kind of illustrate how Wokelandia plays itself out. Sam Brinton,
right.
is identifies as non-binary, right? Whatever that means, is President Biden's nuclear waste czar. He's in charge of our nuclear waste program, who's been arrested now for apparently being a serial luggage thief.
Yeah, he's done it twice.
He just kind of rolls down. Well, he's been arrested twice.
Right,
so
right.
How many times has he actually done it, right?
Right, good,
I'm
good
guessing
point.
At least dozens. If you've been caught twice now doing this,
yeah.
This is probably a habit this
it's
guy
like somebody
had.
Coming across the border.
He also has, you know, he has lots of pictures.
You guys know what this guy looks like because he's bald, but he wears screaming red lipstick. And he
dresses like a woman, high heels, very masculine looking. And that's the reason he's in head of the nuclear program, right? And that's the Wokelandia part of this. There are certainly hundreds of people in America more qualified for that job.
Oh.
What does Wokelandia value? Does it value competency? Does it value character? Does it value capacity, responsibility, all of those things? No. The reason he has this job is because he checks the right gender. He checks the right boxes.
Right. Gets all those boxes.
The identity categories, right? We saw this. We just celebrated the election in, well, we as a country, of the first Gen Z congressman, black guy from Orlando, right? Who goes to Washington, D.C. as a newly elected congressman, can't rent an apartment because by his own admission, he has really bad credit. So we have now elected a guy, and we celebrated roundly the election of a guy who can't pay his own bills. He can't keep his word to his creditors. He doesn't have the impulse control to say, I can't afford that, therefore I'm not going to buy it, right? But he's now in charge,
he'll fit right
partially,
in.
Of spending trillions of dollars with the federal government, right?
Yes.
And so Wokelandia, that's one way. When you say, where is it most pervasive? It's we as voters, we as a country, we value the right things. Now, is it great that he's young and black? That can be fine if he also has great character and good discipline and good decision-making skills.
I'm going with MLK
we don't
on
care.
This one.
So those are the things we should care about, but we don't because we're so distracted by immigrant, lesbian, black, whatever that other category is. Those are the things that matter to us. Karine Jean-Pierre reminds us of it every day, right? Because she's a lesbian, black immigrant. Representation matters. She's not particularly bright. She's not very good at answering questions.
Terrible.
But she has this job because she checks all these categories, right? That's how Wokelandia operates in the way that we are governed.
Right, exactly right. It's window dressing.
It requires us to value things that are superficial, and devalue things that are actually really,
really
important.
Well, Rachel Levine, which you mentioned earlier. Rachel Levine yesterday, dealing with the health of the nation, who's transgendered himself and is advocating for transgender rights extended down to teenagers, which is why I talked about that yesterday as well. Chloe Cole, who had her breasts removed at 15, and now she's detransitioning. And this is somebody in the White House, in the West Wing, that's actually advocating for this. And the reason he's got the job is because he checks off a few of those boxes.
There you go.
And so, but what we're touching on there, and then let's get into the game finally, is meritocracy. And meritocracy is a white man's game. If we're just going to look at people, now watch, we'll see what happens in the spring with the Supreme Court case dealing with affirmative action. But meritocracy is whoever's the best person gets the job. But that's a distinctly white thing. That's wokeism. There it is again. But I think it's most dangerous with our kids' generation, your kids, my kids, because they're just being inculcated in it, indoctrinated in it. They don't even know it. It seems virtuous, which thus virtue signaling, trying to make yourself look good. It seems virtuous to love your neighbor as yourself. We know as Christ followers, that's our call.
Of course.
But this is Satan that's twisted the whole thing.
Yeah, and critical race theorists will say, and this is written many times in kind of the diversity, equity, and inclusion curriculum, that objectivity, the fact that we evaluate the truthfulness of something irrespective of who it is that is communicating the idea, that itself is evidence of whiteness.
Right, that's a problem.
They would tell us. So the point there is, do not dispassionately evaluate an idea for truth. For truthfulness or lack of truthfulness, right? Yeah. You may not do that. That is racist evaluation. You have to consider the identity of the speaker to determine whether it is true or not, right? Which is a completely unbiblical epistemology. It's one of the things that we're trying to, you know, to teach in all of
with
this.
The game. Yeah, Wokelandia.com. All right, how do I get started?
Well,
I gotta get my identity.
First thing that you do is you
get... We actually have the game out here in the studio.
Yeah, we have the game. The first thing that you do is you're dealt your race card.
All
everybody
right,
in the card gets a race card. Right. You turn it over immediately, right?
And oh, dang.
Well, I was dealt black.
I got white.
You are white. So obviously I am winning already.
All right, here it says on the card, oppressor, right? With the crossbones, skull and crossbones.
Yes.
You know who else was white? Hitler. Oh, great. Okay.
So you are white.
That's a minus 20.
Mine is the black race card, and it says, you're not a slave anymore, but you still have to vote Democrat.
All right, there you go. All right,
right?
So your card is my racial identity. Plus 30.
I'm plus 30.
Minus 20.
You're minus 20.
For obvious reasons.
Of course, the purpose of the game is to get to 100 oppression points. I am now, by virtue of this identity,
way ahead of me.
50 points
50
ahead.
50 points
of me,
ahead
right?
of me.
And so over the course
of
the game.
Well, I'm not going to say that's not fair.
In every term, you are going to take one additional.
All right.
Identity card.
Another identity card.
Right. And then you have these action cards, and you're going to start with four of those.
Okay.
And these are your virtue signals, your microaggressions.
Okay.
Or it also allows you to steal identities if you need to, right? And so you will play first, take another identity card, and you will add that because you're not just black. You are black and what?
Oh, gender. Gender question
you're
mark.
You are white. Oh, you're non-binary.
That's
good. That's good. So you're white.
Bonus points
you're
if
white,
you're newborn,
but
also is a X on her X birth certificate. Okay, that's so right. I'm non-binary, white non-binary. So that's,
so that's
good.
Plus 30. So now you're in the positive.
Now I'm in the positive. Now I have plus 10 points.
Now right, you actually have oppression points, right?
Okay, good. All right.
And so I'm then this allows you to virtue signal your the other cards that you have.
And I would just pick one? Or
yeah,
can
you
I
can play. You can play two cards every turn. Are the rules?
All right, so I'm going to do a virtue signal card. That's plus 10,
and that will help you.
I apologize for being white. That's plus 10. So good. I just put that one down.
That's right. And then on the scorecard here.
You, oh, I got the scorecard.
You would. Okay. You would. And you, typically we use coins because you were plus 10
with
your identity.
I was plus 10. Okay.
Then you get 10 more. So now
I'm at plus 20.
Now you're at plus 20.
Okay,
right.
Cool. And so I get to play another card.
You get to play two cards every turn.
That's I can't use microaggression. That's a negative. Okay. Wild. Cancel culture.
Okay.
Skip five turns or skip one turn and say.
And you would play that on me.
Oh, I'd play that.
That's how you, on your opponent. Okay, so you're going to play this on
me. I'm going to play that on
you. I'm a victim of cancel culture, which tells me that I either have to skip the next five turns, which is, of course, very problematic.
That's bad.
Or I can only skip one turn if I say, I'm sorry for what I've done. I realize now the harm that I've caused to the marginalized. I will do better in the future. So I say that with sincerity, which allows me to skip only one turn.
Oh, yeah.
Since there's only two of us, that means you just skip the card twice.
Right? Yep, good job. Okay.
Right.
It's your turn.
It isn't, because you just canceled me.
Oh,
so
I canceled
now it's
you,
turn.
So I get another
there's
turn.
There's only two of us. That's right.
That's so good. I canceled
right?
you. I go again.
That's
upper
right.
hand. Oh, now I'm gender female. So
okay.
That's
well,
plus.
You have...
Or does that have to cancel
in this
out?
Case, yeah, you can only have one card.
Oh, I'm going non-binary.
You want to be... Obviously, non-binary is better than a
points.
Female.
Right,
so you
okay.
just discard
and
that.
And then I would pick another action card.
You got to start every turn with four action cards.
All right. Okay. So that's another negative one. Let's do this. All right. I got a virtue card.
Okay.
Now, the problem with this, the virtue card sounds good to me. It's integrity. But
nice.
It's worth nothing.
Well,
what's up with that? Plus zero.
But when you play it, it can be worth a lot. Because virtue cards, though they are most of the time virtue is worthless in Wokelandia,
yes.
The moment you become woke, your virtue is suddenly worth points. So if you acquire virtue cards, you just hope that you
at
get the right identity,
some
the political
point.
Identity. Yeah, if you pull the woke card a little bit later, suddenly
got
you
it.
Have this... Right. Treasure trove
okay.
of points.
Can I throw another wild card at you?
Well, you can. It's hard being the victim of you. I might never actually get to play if there's only two of us.
This
but you can't.
All right, I'm going to use
okay.
that one. There's the wild card.
Oh, well, you can steal my identity. This allows you to steal my
which
identity.
Which would be great because your identity.
Except the race card. Here's the deal.
Oh, I can't.
Because remember.
Oh, that's right.
In Wokelandia, race is the one thing that you can't just trade because
so
you want to.
I can't all
the
of a sudden
only
be black.
Way to get a race card is to steal the entire identity.
Right, okay.
And it might be early in the game.
Now, again, everybody. Yeah. Now, this before you jump to conclusions here, you have to remember the number one point of Wokelandia is just to educate you. As to what's going on out there. So you can change all kinds of stuff. You can change your gender. You can be non-binary and get all kinds of points. But if all of a sudden you want to try to, if you're white and you want to pull a Rachel Dolezal and start saying you're black, that's a line you can't cross right now in Wokelandia.
That's
you
right.
cannot do that. Because you're actually violating another rule of being wokeness.
Because that is racist.
Yeah, that's totally racist.
That's called appropriation. You can appropriate gender and it's transgender. You cannot appropriate race.
Again,
there's no logical distinction between those just what the rules
okay.
are.
Okay, so it's my turn now finally over. Do you get to go?
Now I think I actually get to go.
All right.
And then I would, of course, I'd start by taking an identity card.
All right, what'd you get?
A class. I am a small business owner, which is, of course, negative
that's
10.
That's got to be a negative.
I'm just a poor version of Elon Musk.
Wow.
Right? As
brutal.
A small business owner.
So that's
so
a negative.
I
point.
Lose 10 points from my identity for being a
okay.
small business owner.
Okay, so in Wokelandia right now, I'm up 20. What are you at? You're at 20, so we're tied.
Correct. I will virtue signal. My military unit skipped artillery training to work on proper pronoun usage
boom.
Instead.
Oh,
so I get 10
that's
points.
That's going to help. We'll be right back.
That's right.
Your fellow with the Family Research Council, which is how we met. And then, of course, you had good training from this back at when you used to live in Washington.
That's right.
When you went to the college campus and identified yourself as what? What did you identify yourself as?
A 6'5" Chinese woman.
And then you asked students to react to that proclamation.
Yep.
And how did they handle that?
They were very accepting.
Kind, because you can't possibly
they're always kind.
Disagree with somebody's identity.
Correct. And yeah,
you can't.
Once you and that's one of the things that this game, it exposes. It's something that we at this point understand. that a defining characteristic of wokeness is the willingness to let each individual define truth for themselves.
Right, exactly.
Especially as to their own identity, that I know who I am and what I am, and you as a good and decent person just agree.
I want the best for you based on your definitions of whatever.
Yeah.
But except there's still a line in the sand, because if that same woke person's friend decided that what was best for them was to become a heroin addict, then they're probably going to say, that's not a good. So there's always a line somewhere, but the line's gotten pushed out to such an extreme level.
Correct.
That you know, short of shooting yourself up with heroin, I'm not going to tell you anything's bad for you. Now, hey, I'm not a pedophile. I'm MAPS. I'm a minor attracted person, because we can't tell somebody there's something wrong with the fact that they happen to be attracted to minors. I mean, it's so bizarre, which is the whole point of Wokelandia. So we're actually in the middle of playing the game a little bit here on the air. What was your last card? You got the wild card.
Well, right? I had a virtue signal.
Oh, you had a virtue signal.
Yes, I was going to get 10 points because my military unit skipped artillery training to work on proper pronoun usage instead. So that is, of course, very good.
Now, that sounds ridiculous, snaps. But that's actually what's happening in our military.
Totally. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right, but you can get now, another one. You can play another
yes,
one.
Yes, and now...
how many points do you have? You're at plus 30.
Correct.
I'm at plus 20.
Well, I am... Now I'm at plus 30, and now I'm also going to virtue signal because I called for a tax hike on someone else, of course.
So it's
also
you get points virtues. For that.
Yeah, I mean for taxing people.
Okay,
you get
okay that
as
makes
long
sense.
As it's not you because
right that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So all right,
so
I
now
forgot to
you
get
would
my
start
two
and you have to,
cards last
you,
time. I got to pick an identity card.
Pick another identity card. Let's see.
Now right now
you are a non-binary white person.
Right. So
you're
non-binary,
so you're Sam Brinton at the moment,
but race is. White, and that's a minus 20.
That's a problem.
Okay, here we go. Class.
Okay.
Minus 10. Just another oppressive capitalist pig in training because I'm a small business
owner. You are also a small business owner. Both of us are.
So okay. I'm white, small business owner, yet I'm non-binary.
Right. So you're basically at zero with those.
So that gives me a minus 10.
But you have plus 10 because of the virtue signal. So
right.
Well,
I was at plus 20. Now I'm back to plus 10. Trying to get to plus 100 to win.
Right.
And right now you're ahead. All right, so now I get to play two cards. I'm going to play... Oh, these are what are all these negative cards? All right, an action. Oh, I can't trade all identity cards with one opponent.
If you want to do that. Now, again, that's a card you might want to wait till later because there are five
small business owner.
Which is better, but but if I have five identity cards, my identity could improve.
That could be awesome points.
You've got to know when to play the card. I mean, that's a valuable card.
All right, so this
there's
one,
strategy involved.
Oh, this okay. Here we go. Microaggression.
Yes.
Do you play this one?
Well, the thing is, you would play that
this?
On me, and then I would lose points. But here's the problem: you have fewer oppression points than I do right now, which means in Wokelandia, you're not allowed to be offended by anything that I do because at this table, you are the oppressor.
Oh.
Therefore, nothing
see,
that I do.
Fair,
well, you can't get out of that hole. And that's a problem when you play with just two people.
So now what do I do? I can't play the identity swap.
You cannot
I'm
play
stuck.
A microaggression card.
Oh, that's a total bummer. Because I really like this one. This microaggression card says, I'm offended. You ate at Chick-fil-A. And to think, Joseph, we used to be friends.
We did.
Okay.
Until
so
I ate
stuck.
At Chick-fil-A.
I can't. So,
you could discard those. Yeah. I mean, if you can't play, then you discard.
Oh,
and
I discard.
Take,
okay,
take
cool.
two more points. Take two more.
Do I get to play those new ones, or I got to wait to my next turn?
Until your next turn, if you can't play.
This is totally
so,
isn't fair.
I am also, I got to take another identity card.
Okay, what
In
are
this
you?
Case, I became a male. I'm already black. I'm already a small business owner. Now I am male. That, of course, is bad.
That's not going to help.
That cost me 10 points.
That's minus 10 points.
Right.
Okay.
But I'm going to make up for it.
Do you guys follow? Are you guys following the whole
through
point
this
here
virtue
with
signal? Through this virtue signal, my dad voted for Trump, and now all my friends know he'll never meet his grandchild.
Oh, so that's probably plus
that's,
points.
Yeah, cutting off your family from their grandchildren is
because of Trump.
What you must do if they voted for Trump.
Got it.
In Wokelandia. And then you publish that on social media.
Right.
And everybody gives you snaps
good.
And
okay.
applauds.
Yeah.
And then I get plus 10 for that. Also, I wish my mom a happy birthing people's day.
Oh, instead of birthday, you said happy
no,
birthing
instead
people's
of
day.
Happy
or
Mother's
Happy Mother's Day.
Day.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah, there
see,
you go.
I got to sharpen my skills.
Mother
here, Joseph.
Grace
and Mercy.
Troublesome
yes.
term in Wokelandia. Grace and Mercy
got
on this
it.
One, but not next time.
Okay.
You'll probably be canceled.
Okay, good. All right. So now what do I
yeah.
do? Now I get a new
so
identity
now,
card.
Take another identity
Let's
card.
Let's see. Right. Class, minus 20. Darn.
What's your class?
Now I'm a big business owner.
Well, that's worse, so you'd probably just discard that one.
Oh, that's good.
I mean,
can I pick another one?
Being a small business owner is better than being
a
business
owner. Do I get another one?
Just one per turn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So I can't play a microaggression card, right?
Correct.
Because you're still.
Ideally, there would be other people at the table who are.
Can't do that one.
Less
do that.
oppressed than you.
All right, here's this one.
Yes.
Wild sneak attack. Steal or trade one identity card from another player.
But there you
go. Can I do that?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, so I definitely want.
Although.
But yeah. I'm still, you're still ahead of me in. Are
well,
you still
take
ahead
the
of me
race
in identity?
Card.
What's that?
The race card is, I mean, you're white and I'm black.
There's can I trade that?
Obviously, if you're gonna steal an identity card, that's the one.
Oh yeah,
that you would want to take, and okay. That dramatically improves.
So do
your
that
situation.
Right now?
Yeah.
So I give you minus 20 because now
I that dramatic, you know, and so now
so I add 30 to my score.
Yes.
So I go from plus 10 to plus 40,
and then I lose, and I now have just minus 40 plus those, so I'm basically at zero
because all of a sudden you're white,
right? Because now I'm now a white male small business owner,
oh,
which is
really
in Wokelandia is pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. Okay,
that's
your turn.
Bad. We'll I'm trying to virtue signal.
Right, I got
my way.
Wokelandia.com, by the way, Wokelandia.com. If you really want to spice up your Christmas holiday, that's probably a good way to do it.
I mean, it's spicy for sure. Spicy,
oh,
spicy
yeah.
In a good way or in a bad way depends on who your family is.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
For sure, spicy.
For some people, they're like, "I'm not going to ruin my Christmas."
I drew another,
but you might ruin your New Year's Day, so don't worry about it. What'd you get?
This identity also makes me white. There's a reason it's called. This is a male card. I became male. I already am. There's a reason it's called toxic masculinity.
Oh,
but I am already male, so
right,
that changes so nothing for me. So I just
help
discard
okay.
That.
Now you got to play two of your action cards, if you can.
Two of my action cards. I actually, all I have is action cards. So in this case, I'm just going to steal one from you and see if I like it better.
You get to
one
pick
of your cards.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
But you just don't show it to
oh,
me.
Oh, you don't.
And
okay,
I'll just,
you
and
have
I'll
to
just
pick
take
blind.
One.
All right, they get that one.
And this is an action card. I'm offended, and this is good because
you're going to play that, aren't you?
No, I actually can't now because you are more oppressed than I am when you change
so
my
you,
identity.
Oh,
so I can no longer play these.
You can't.
I have that problem.
That against me. That's good.
Yes.
I like that.
But I am. I can play this wild card, and I'm going to steal your gender.
Oh, you're
I'm
stealing.
I'm going to become non-binary.
Oh no!
Well, I was male.
So I'm losing
now
a
I'm
plus
non-binary.
30,
so that's helpful.
And I get a minus 10.
So that yeah, that takes me back to now I'm plus 40.
All right. So at this point, you're ahead because you're 40 and I'm 30.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the deal. What's your hope with the game? Thanks for playing for a while.
Oh no, thank you. My hope with the game is that I mean. It is entertaining, but mm-hmm. what we found is that people play this
entertaining in a sad way.
Light bulbs start to go on,
right?
Because once you learn the rules of the card game, you recognize it in your life because
mm-hmm.
everybody's seen and encountered and run up against the rules of Wokelandia. We've internalized them to some degree,
right, sure.
But for the most part, it's unconscious. We're taking the unspoken rules and we're making them written rules.
Right.
That you have to learn to play this game, and as soon as you learn those, you're like, yes, this is actually the way I'm living. This is kind of messed up.
Yeah, this is all over the place. So for us as Christ followers, Joseph Backholm and Steve Noble, what's our response to living in Wokelandia in the 21st century?
Well, the first part of this is recognizing that this is inherently a worldview, mm-hmm. right? It's an epistemology. It places people's value in the wrong things. We've discussed that earlier.
Right.
The heart of the gospel is that the most important thing about you and me and everybody we ever encounter is not our race, is not our sexual orientation, is not our gender. It's the fact that we're made in the image of God.
Amen.
And because of that, the thing that is most important about you and me and every other person that we'll ever encounter, we have in common. And in
That's
Wokelandia,
right.
we're breaking ourselves. The most important thing about me, depending on who you ask, is either my race, maybe my sexual orientation. But what that does is when my identity is rooted in those things or my gender, it makes me different than other people.
Right.
The people that I encounter, they could be an other. They could be somebody I have to be suspicious of, right? So wokeness, Wokelandia, critical theory is also a big part of this, and we haven't really mentioned that, but that's what is inherent in all of this. It's inherently divisive. The gospel comes in, and it's inherently uniting, right?
Neither Jew nor Greek nor slave nor free, rich, poor, man, woman.
We're all created in the image of God.
Right.
We're all equally sinners. We're all equally in need of Jesus, but Jesus is equally available.
Which is why the gospel is the great unifier.
That's right.
All of a sudden, everybody that is transformed by the power of the gospel is playing off the same sheet of music.
Right.
We don't value each other based on all these cards. We value each other based purely on the fact that you're made in God's image, the Imago Dei, which gives you all the value you'll ever need, which is why Jesus chose to die on a cross for you.
And as we set our mind on things above, not the things of earth, right? We are male, female, black, white. I mean, we have occupations, right?
Yeah,
and God gives us gifts and opportunities and all of those things to use for his glory and for his purposes. But those are not where our identity is rooted in. And if our minds and our affections get distracted by those things, it gets distracted from the things that are ultimately more important, and in many cases pulls our heart and our affections to damnation. And that's really what we want to avoid.
Yeah, I want an interesting opportunity to use something like Wokelandia to have a very easy on-ramp to the gospel.
That's right.
Because the gospel is the solution for Wokelandia. It's the truth versus the lie. And what a great opportunity to utilize that in a way to have some laughs. Probably need to be careful about who you're playing with. But it is the truth, okay? And we need to deal with the truth as people of truth. Joseph, thanks for being here today. Merry Christmas, buddy.
My pleasure. Merry
great
Christmas.
Great having you on. Wokelandia.com is the website. Wokelandia.com. I put up the links today on Facebook Live, so check that out. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.